Here's a sister's piece.
今天我很荣幸和宋茜姐妹合作。
Today I'm working with a sister, sister 宋权。
和大家继续分享《使徒行传》的章节。
So we're going to continue to sharing chapters from Acts.
大家都还记得，这最重要的一段经文是在第一章第八节里头，就是告诉我们要圣灵降落在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So we know about Act chapter 1 to 8. So I don't have the.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
对不起，我这是临时加的，因为从前就是给我们做了一个最好的见证，就是要遵主基督耶稣的吩咐，要到直到地极为他做见证，为他的美名做见证。
So this is added just after Sister Song Quan's testimony. So we need to test a witness for God's glory in our life until the end of the earth.
好，那我们今天呢？的分享的经节是在记起我们这个《使徒行传》，我一直是用《使徒行传》这个记起做正道。今天是在第二章的第41到第47节的经文。
So today we're going to learn about the scripture in Act chapter 2:41 to 47.
好，那我们请大家麻烦打开那个圣经《使徒行传》第二章41到47节。翻
So
到以后，我们一块来朗读。
Turn your Bible to Act chapter 2:41 to 47. After you find the scripture, let's read together.
第41节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒也添了3000人。都恒
恒
心
心
遵守使徒的教训，即使交接、
挥
挥柄、祈祷。众
众
人
人
都
都
惧
惧
怕，
怕，
使
使
徒
徒
又
又
行
行
了
了
许
许多
多
奇神
神
迹，
迹，信
信
的
的
人
人
都
都
在
在
一
一
处，
处，
凡
凡
物
物
公
公
用，
用，
并
并
且
且
卖
卖
了
了
田
田
产
产
家
家
业，
业，
照
照
个
个
人
人
所
所
需
需
用
用
的
的
分
分
给
给
个
个
人。
人。
他们天天同心合意、恒切的在店里，且在家中剥饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。赞美神，得众民的喜悦，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by apostles. All the believers were together and have everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had a need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved.
感谢神。实际上，刚才库尼带我们的小小孩，我们可爱的小小孩的时候，就是读的，就是用的这一段的经文。感谢神。
Praise the Lord when Courtney share with the children the worship, she used the same scripture.
说实话，看到库尼带这些孩子，这些可爱的孩子，他们有这个经历，我真想回到。我也是那个时候，就那么大的时候。
So seeing Courtney teaching the children, I'm wishing I can go back to the time to be that age.
好，那我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢神赐下宝贵的话语。
Thank God for giving us precious words.
虽然这是发生在2000多年以前的事。
Although this happened more than 2,000 years ago,
但神的话从不过时。
God's words are never out of date.
愿圣灵今天在我们当中亲自对我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit be among us today and speak to us personally.
让主的话语成为复兴教会的引柱辅助。
Let the Lord's word be the pillar of cloud and the fire.
愿我们也像教会的起初蒙神的喜悦。
May we, like the church at the beginning, please God.
主将得救的人天天加给神所喜悦的教会。
And the Lord will add saved people day by day to the church that pleases God.
就像刚才 Connie 也讲到，主的门徒们在目送主耶稣升天后，遵他的吩咐，积极在耶路撒冷同心合意的祷告。十天左右，主后的第一个五旬节被圣灵充满。
So as what Courtney said, after watching the Lord Jesus ascend to heaven, the disciples followed his instructions, gathered in Jerusalem, and prayed with one voice. For about 10 days, they were filled with the Holy Spirit on the first Pentecost after Christ.
那是彼得的第一篇讲道，是一个扎心的讲道。
So that's Peter's first sermon is a heart-wrenching sermon.
当时领了3000人的受洗，归入主的名下。
So on that day, 3,000 people to be baptized into the name of the Lord.
主的教会也诞生了。
So the Lord's church was born.
面对这3000新的门徒和每天添加的新人，圣灵是如何引导这个新的生命团体呢？
So faced with this 3,000 new disciples and new people added every day to the church, how does the Holy Spirit guide this new life group?
不要说三千，假设今天我们教会有三位刚受洗的三位弟兄姐妹，我们该怎么接待他们？
So don't talk about the 3,000 people. Suppose today, if we have three brothers and sisters, they just baptized. How should we accept them?
真是圣灵的感应。今天我们有三位不能说完全新的朋友，在我们和弟兄姐妹在我们的当中。感谢神，我在准备的时候用的是三个，今天就是三个。感谢神。
Thanks, Lord. We know we have three sisters and brothers. They recently baptized into Lord's name today here with us.
也许我们就给他们一个拥抱，给他一个恭喜，送本圣经，然后争取下个主日再见。
Maybe we give them a hug, congratulations, a Bible, and try to see them the next Sunday.
今天，我们渴望主的教会复兴。
So today we long for the revival of the Lord's church.
教会，圣经里头关于初期教会的这段记录，实际上是对我们一个很好的一个指南。
So in the Bible, this record for the early church is the hand down or the best guide.
感谢神赐下圣经，我们刚读的这段经文明确地告诉我们初期教会成长的四个重要的因素。
Thanks God for the Bible. So the passage we just read tell us a four major element for the growth of the early church.
就是我打在上头的这个幻灯。
Are the four verses that I put on the screen?
他们专注于使徒的教导，热心团契，以主亲面，热切祷告。
So they focus on the teaching of the apostle and was enthusiastic about the fellowship and were close to the Lord and pray fervently.
我相信这是教会健康成长的重要的生命因素，我把它叫成就像维生素一样。
I believe these are the vital element for healthy growth of the church. We call it the vitamins of church growth.
我们今天就这四个方面来思考，来领会神的爱心和他智慧的教导。
So today we will think about these four aspects and understand God's wise teaching.
42节的经文里头告诉我们，门徒们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼， 祈祷。
So in the words 42, so it teaches us they praising God and enjoying the favor of all. Sorry. So they all devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers.
那使徒都教些什么呢？都教导什么呢？
What the apostles teaching them?
彼得在他快要离世之前留下书信，告诉我们。
So before Peter passing away, he left a letter telling the believers.
在彼得后书第三章第一到第二节里头。
So in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
So dear brothers, this is the second letter I'm writing to you. Both of those letters are meant to remind you and inspire you honest hearts.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
That you may remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophet and the commandment of the Lord and the Savior, which were delivered to you by apostles.
我们会很熟悉的马太福音第28章20节的大使命，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We all familiar with the Great Commission in Matthew 28:20. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
经文明确地告诉我们，使徒就是遵从主的命令，教训主所吩咐的。
So the passage clearly tells us that apostles obeyed the Lord's commands and taught what the Lord commanded.
主在地上的时候，随走随讲，他本身就是道。
So when the Lord was on the earth, he walked and spoke. He himself was the word.
他里边的丰盛，绝非在我们今天短短的正道里头能够传讲的。
So the richness between him cannot be preached in our short sermon today.
感谢当年的使徒们用自己的见证记录在圣经里。
So thank you for the apostles for their testament and also recorded in the Bible.
还是彼得后书的第一章第十六节里头，彼得告诉我们，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的戏言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
2 Peter 1:16, For we did not follow clearly devised stories when we taught you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitness of his majesty.
主深深喜爱的使徒约翰警告我们。
So Apostle John was beloved by Lord deeply, tell us.
凡越过基督的教训，不常守着的就没有神，常守着教训的就有父又有子。
But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins.
今天无可否认，很多的教会实际上是离开了当初爱主、尊主为大的爱心，不敢再去大胆的传讲纯正的福音。
So today, it is undeniable that many churches have left their original love of loving the Lord and obeying the Lord as their greatest love, and no longer dare to boldly preach the pure gospel.
感谢圣灵的带领。
Thanks to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
今年我们教会的主题是在主里生根建造。
So this year, our theme of the church is to deeply rooted in the Lord.
咱们教会周二的查经，在这一年里头学习的是约翰福音。
So our church Tuesday Bible study group this year is to study the Gospel of John.
周五晚上的查经 用怡蓉杰牧师向我们传讲，唯有基督，基督是一切。
In Friday night's Bible study, Pastor Yu Hongjie preached to us that there is only one Christ.
让我们都回到基要真理，回到主的真理上。
Let's go back to the basic knowledge about the gospel truth.
教会
Church.
不能用集会的人数，不能用教堂的宏大的建筑来描述。
So the church cannot be described by the number of people attending the gatherings or the building of the church.
有神的同在才是真正的教会。
Only when the God is with us is the true church.
再复习一下主的大使命。
Let's review Lord's great commission again.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age.
愿我们常在主的道里头享受他的同在。
May we always walk in God's word and be happy when God, enjoy when God is with us.
信主多年，经常参加教会的各种活动，尤其是主日的崇拜。
I have been Christian for many years and often participated in different church activities, especially the Sunday worship.
有一天，我突然问自己，也许你问过这个问题：什么是教会？
One day, I suddenly asked myself, maybe you also asked the same question to yourself, what is a church?
今天我们主日学石金弟兄给我们非常非常好的一个这个关于这个教会的这个 mission。
So today at the Sunday school class, so Brother Si gave us a very good teaching about what is a church.
这是一段我很喜欢的经文，尤其是在第四节里头，这是在出埃及记第19章的第一到第六节。
So the passage I'm going to share is one of my favorite. It's a beautiful passage. It's in Exodus, especially the verse 4, is in Exodus 19, 1 to 6.
出埃及记第十九章第一节到第二节，以色列人出埃及地以后，满了3个月的那一天，就到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非丁，来到西乃的旷野，他们就在那里山下安营。
So Exodus 19, 1 to 2, on the first day of the third month after Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai. The Israel camped there in the desert in front of a mountain.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，晓以以色列人说。”
So then Moses went up to the God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendant of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel."
我向以埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。且看见我将如鹰将你们背在翅膀上归带来归我，这是我最喜欢的一段经。
So this is my favorite verse, verse 4. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carry you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第五节，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Verse 5, Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine.
第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你都要告诉以色列人。
Verse 6, You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
从创世以来，神的心意一直是在呼召一群属于他的子民。
From the creation of the world, God's intention has always been on call of a people of his own.
今天的基督徒就是像彼得前书第一章第二节里头说的。
So Christian today are like described in 1 Peter verse 1, chapter 1 verse 2.
就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to the Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood.
在第二节啊，第二第二篇第九节里头又说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明的美德。
So in chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
说实话，没读到这段经文，我心里就很惭愧、害怕，对自己说，如果今天回来了，我就这模样，这种属灵的光景，只会对我说，你是一个忠心的、良善的仆人吗？
So to be honest, whenever I read this passage, I feel very guilty and afraid. I say to myself, if the Lord comes back today, I'm like this. In this spiritual state, the Lord will say to me, you're a loyal and conscientious person, a good servant.
当年，今天，主的教会就是由像我这样不成熟的基督徒，由不同语言、不同文化背景、不同生活习惯所组成的新的生命的共同体。
So back then and today, the Lord's church is a new life community composed of immature Christians like me and with different languages, different cultural background, different living habits.
这是教会，这就是福音的奥秘。
This is the gospel mystery.
在以弗所书里头，第三章第六节里头，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后裔，同为一体，同门应许。
So in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, this mystery is that through the gospel of Gentile, a year together with Israel, members together of one body and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
这是奥秘，也是主的恩典。
This is a mystery of Christ and also grace from God.
以弗所书里头第二章第十五节又告诉我们，而且以自己的身体废掉恩仇，就是那记在法律上的规条，为要将两下接着自己造成一个新人，如此变成了和睦。
Ephesians chapter 2:15. By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulation, his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace.
其实这些经文我们都很熟悉，但很多的时候我们只有听到而没有行道。
So we are all very familiar with these passages, but many times we only hear about the passage, but we couldn't do as the word wants us to do.
一方面心里很清楚主的教导，你们不可停止聚会。
So on the one hand, you know in your heart that the Lord's teaching, not giving up meeting together.
另外一方面，头脑里头不知道聚会只是出于信仰的教条命令呢，还是有隐藏着宏大的救恩和祝福。
On the other hand, you don't know in your mind that the gathering is just a doctrinal commands from the faith, all is God's grace and abundant blessing hidden behind the gatherings.
马太福音的第十八章十九节里头告诉我们说，只要有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
So in Matthew 18, 20, it teaches us, for where two or three gathers in my name, there am I with them.
不可停止聚会，多多参与 fellowship. 这里头是有神的同在，神的祝福。Do
not stop gathering and participate. Gathering as much as you can, God's blessing are in that.
在第四个因素里头的第三个里头讲到就是波饼。So
the third factor is breaking bread.
每个月我们都会读这一段经文，第哥林多前书的第11章23节到26节里头。So
every month at Holy Communion, we're going to read this scripture in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢的就掰开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”And
when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in the remembrance of me."
饭后也照样拿起杯来。 说这杯是我的血，所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。In
the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in the remembrance of me."
26节，你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到只等到他来。Verse
26. For whenever you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim Lord's death until he comes.
主耶稣给我们信徒设的圣礼，包括洗礼和圣餐。So
the sacraments provided by the Lord Jesus for us believers include baptism and Holy Communion.
对已经归入他名下的，经过洗礼的，为什么要时常擘饼呢？
So why should those who have been baptized into the name of the Lord have to break bread frequently?
我们今天读的这个经文第《使徒行传》第2章第46节里头说，他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。So
in the passage we read today, verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple court. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart.
擘饼聚会又称主的晚餐、主的宴席、主的桌子，目的是为了纪念主、享用主、表明主的死、见证圣徒的合一。Okay.
So the purpose of bread breaking, also called Lord's Supper, Lord's Banquet, and the Lord's Table, and to remember and enjoy the Lord, to demonstrate the Lord's death, and to witness the unity of the believers.
我今天在想，主为什么就用这个饼和这个杯呢？
I also wonder, why does the Lord use bread and a cup?
我的一个启发是从 路加福音的第24章30到31节里头，我们大家都很熟悉的这一段经文。So
my insight is from everyone familiar words as in Luke chapter 24, verse 30 to 31.
就是两个主基督耶稣复活以后，在以马忤的路上。 有碰到两个门徒。So
after the Lord resurrected, he met two disciples on the Emmaus road.
他们一路同行，到了傍晚，他们进了一个村里，大家一块坐席。So
they were walking together until the evening. They went to a village. They sat down and eat together.
这段经文第30节，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢的，掰开，递给他们。
Verse 30, when he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them.
他们的眼睛明亮，这才认出来，妇人，耶稣不见了。Then
their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight.
所以掰饼这个动作，在主在世上的3年多里头，他和门徒们朝夕相处，门徒们绝对熟悉这个动作。
So the Lord has been on the earth with the disciples for over 3 years. So they spent the day and night. So they're very familiar with this action.
感谢赞美主,
Praise the Lord.
我们的主不是一个高高在上的主，他愿意和我们时时在一起，愿意我们时刻的分享他。
So our Lord is not just above everything and detached Lord. He is waiting to be with us all the time. He is waiting for us to share him all the time.
哪怕平时就是结的最琐碎的小事上，包括我们平时的三餐。
Even if it seems small things in ordinary time, including 3 meals we eat on our daily life.
主的同在是我们的最大的祝福。
God with us is our greatest blessing.
耶稣呀，在接过摩西的班以后。 受令带领这以色列人即将进入应许之地。
So Joshua take over Moses and he is the leader, lead the Israelites into the promised land.
在第1章第9节里头，这段经文说，
So in chapter 1, verse 9,
我既没有吩咐你们，你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神 必与你同在。
Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go.
在创世纪里头，约瑟被卖到埃及。
So in Genesis, Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt.
39章的2到4节里头。
In chapter 39, verse 2 to 4,
耶瑟住在主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。
So the Lord with Joseph so that he prosper, he lived in the house of the Egyptian master.
他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did.
耶瑟就在他主人眼里蒙恩，伺候他主人，并且主人派他管理的事务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。
So Joseph found favor in his eye and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household and he entrusted to his care everything he owned.
所以我们不单要在 神的话语当中享受神的同在。
So not only should we be with God in his word, feel him in the meetings and fellowships.
在聚会，在团契中感受他。
And also in the fellowships, we experience his presence.
在擘饼中纪念他，享受他。
Remember and enjoy him in the breaking bread.
我们要在祷告中切莫的寻找他，聆听他，快乐的跟随他。
So we should also eagerly seek him in the prayer, listen to him, and follow him happily.
最后的这一，刚才说的这个，大家还记得是谁说的吗？是我们小初弟兄2周前在主日正道里头欢迎说
So do you remember what we just talked about? Is from our brother Xiao Chu. He preached a couple weeks ago.
过去的1年多里头，感谢神。 赐恩典，让我们恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们都能够经历神与我们同在的经历。So
over the past year, I thank God for his grace, which has allowed us, the brothers and sisters of Grace Church, to experience God's presence together.
在教会处一个非常特殊艰难的时候，我最安慰的就是听到对方说：“神听了你们的祷告。”
So when our church is in a special, very difficult period, what comforts me the most is hearing other people say, God has heard our prayer.
这一年里头，多少膝下的祷告，多少的流泪的祷告，感谢神，给我们今天。
In the past year, there is a lot of fervent prayer. We're weeping, we're knee down, we pray to Lord.
就在一个美丽的周六上午，在我们的教会中心里头举行了一个主日学和查经班老师的早餐会。So
on a beautiful Saturday morning, a breakfast meeting for the Sunday school and Bible study teachers were held in our educational center.
一个意外的冲突之后，弟兄姐妹们却以感恩和赞美来祈求我们的神。
So after an unexpected conflict, the brothers and sisters, we praise God with thanksgiving.
在那时，为了恩典堂的出路，十来位弟兄姐妹们围成一圈，流泪祷告，切切寻求神。
So at that time, in order to find a way out for Grace Church, a dozen sisters and brothers gathered in a circle. We pray with tears and earnestly sought God.
今年年初,
At the beginning of this year,
永远忘不了一个晚上,
I will never forget one night.
只有四位弟兄姐妹到我家里，为着教会的前面的路祷告。
There are four brothers and sisters came to my house and we all prayed together for the ways of our Grace Church.
我们当时是一种带着恐慌，带着一种压抑的、害怕的心理开始祷告的。
So at that time, we are very depressed and we are afraid, and we bring this to the Lord.
祷告之后，我们平静了，我们心里有很大的平安。
So after praying, God put this peace in our heart, and we feel very peaceful.
在祷告中遇见神，神给我们安慰。
So when we pray, God comforts our heart.
神的同在，带我们这一年里头奇妙的走到我们今天的地步，走出了死荫的幽谷。我们也坚信神会再继续带领我们往前走，在青草地，在溪水边上。
So we have seen God's miraculous leading for more than a year, allowing us to walk through a variety of shadows of death. And we are convinced that he will continue to lead us in green pasture and beside the rivers.
所以这不是正道，这是见证。
So this is not preaching, this is a witness.
弟兄姐妹们，神愿意在祷告当中与我们相遇。
Brothers and sisters, God is willing to meet us in our prayers.
现在恩典堂开始了新的旅程。
Now, our Grace Church has begun a new journey.
愿大家为前面的路切切的祷告，求神继续带领我们。
May everyone here, we pray earnestly for the road ahead of us and ask God continue to lead us.
最后，再用埃及记33章16节的经文。
So, in summary, I'm going to summarize in Exodus chapter 13, verse 16.
当摩西知道神不与以色列子民一起进应许之地迦南地的时候，
So when Moses knew that God would not enter the land of Canaan with the Israelites,
他向神祈祷，
he prayed to God.
人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？
So how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us?
岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?
愿我们时时求神与我们同在。
Let us to ask, God is with us always.
今天我们教会有很多可喜的现象。
There are many joyful phenomena in our church today.
大家积极的参加各种的查经班、主日学。
So everyone actively participated in different Bible study classes and Sunday schools.
出席的人数呢，常常多于会员一半以上。
So the attendance is often more than half of our congregation.
三四个星期前，我们周六早上有一个特别的晨祷会，有14位弟兄姐妹，也就是说，我们有三分之一的人，会员参加。
So about 3 or 4 weeks ago, there were 14 brothers and sisters. We're in the special morning prayer meeting on Saturday. It's about 1/3 of all congregation.
更可贵的是，积极参与各种侍奉的人数比例在增加。
What is even more exciting is that the proportion of people actively participated in our church services is still increasing.
让我们像初期教会的门徒们一样，积极在神的话语中，在他的团契里头，在擘饼祷告中寻求神、聆听神、亲近神，求主与我们同在。
So like the disciples of the early church, let us continue to seek God, listen to God, and get close to God in God's word, in worship, breaking bread, and prayer.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢赞美天父。
Praise Heavenly Father.
赐下恩典堂的弟兄姐妹们。
For giving us the brothers and sisters here at Grace Church.
求你时时在我们当中。
May you always be with us.
不离不弃。
Never leave us.
愿我们弟兄姐妹们也看到你的同在，坚定信心，同心合意的复兴恩典堂，彰显你的荣耀。
May all brothers and sisters see your presence, strengthen their faith, and work together to revive Grace Church and display your glory.
这祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求。
I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
谢谢大家，进入中间。